know that they're gonna make? Do you know that that's gonna happen when you get out there?
Yeah. I just don't know the level. You know, yeah. like the year, the Kanye year. I had nowhere.
Who could predict that?
Yeah. So some years it's just, you know, beyond anything you can fathom in your mind.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was great.
So you get out there last night.
Yeah.
They're singing the words to the.
Yeah.
DOA, the song that came out 2 days before that.
Powerful.
T-Pain gets on the stage with you.
Yo, this is crazy because I didn't know where T-Pain came from.
Shut up.
I swear to you. So I look and I see somebody.
Hold on one second.
Listen to what I'm telling
you. Okay, go ahead, finish.
I look and I see somebody to my right and I swear I thought it was like a fan. I thought he was coming to hug me. I'm not even lying. I'm not being funny trying to take a shot. I thought the person, because I didn't see who it was coming to hug me. You know, I'm like, all right, you know, that's some cool rock star stuff, you know. And then I see, you know, he didn't move again. So I looked back again, and I'm like, is that?
So that wasn't planned?
No, absolutely not.
I guess,
you know, he wanted to, you know, get close and be like, not me.
Just while this is going down,
yeah.
Let everybody know, not me.
Yeah. But it's really not him, you know.
So were you okay with that, or was it awkward?
It was a little awkward, and it was cool, because
you're having your Jay-Z Summer Jam moment.
Yeah.
This is prime.
I don't mind sharing a little bit.
Come on. Yeah. I don't believe that for one second.
Nah, I swear to you. I'm not even joking. I swear. I didn't know it. You could ask him, by the way.
So you're having a Jay-Z Summer Jam moment. They're going crazy, and here comes T-Pain, unexpected.
Yeah.
And then he just kind of was, what was he, dancing or stand? He was kind of just there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so
good. I thought it was part of it.
It confused me about your message, because I thought you'd planned it, and then I thought,
no.
Why is he doing DOA?
No, I absolutely didn't
with T-Pain there.
No, but you shouldn't be confused by that message, other than why would T-Pain be doing, what would he be doing out there? I'm confused by that, but...
Was there a conversation after or anything?
No sense. He didn't mean any harm. He was embracing the record and, like, you know, I'm not saying that auto-tune is whack.
Right.
What I'm saying is, someone does that. You know, T-Pain, he did it. He writes great melodies on Fantastic. Wayne did it and Kanye. They, you know, leave that for them. We're not everybody, not 100, like everybody, like we all gonna make one type of record. Like that's how you stagnate hip hop. That's how people get turned off.
Right.
You listen to the radio and every single record has autotune. That's corny. That's
doesn't that happen a lot with every trend? Like you have a couple people who do it real good and then all of a sudden it's like everybody's doing the same thing.
So we have to get rid of that part of it. Just like when jerseys was hot and every single person was wearing a jersey. Like now we all gonna look like we on one team, like we're part of the Lakers
like
or something.
Group.
Like, okay, this is disgusting now. Like any trend. And by the way, I'm not saying that. I just gave the soundtrack to it. I just put a voice to it. If people wasn't feeling this way, then the record wouldn't work the way it worked.
So it's not a direct shot at anybody?
No.
Anybody specifically?
It is. It's challenging people in hip hop to do something else. All right, already. That's been done. Stop being lazy and stop being corny and whack and doing the same thing over. Now let's do something else. You know what I mean? And if T-Pain and whoever got to feel a little brunt behind that, then I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that because, you know, I'm all about the culture. It's bigger than the politics of it. Like if T-Pain felt that he never wanted to speak to me again, that's his prerogative. I don't feel no type of way about it. I think the culture is bigger than the politics.
That's so nuts. I mean, it's not nuts.
It's not. It's
I get it.
It's honest and it's true. I'm not saying anything bad about it. Once again, I said T-Pain writes great melodies. Even if it didn't have auto-tune on it.
He's a talented guy. He's clearly talented.
The melody on Heartless could have went on any record. If an R&B singer has Heartless or Say You Will from 808s and Heartbreak, it's a number one record across the world.
Right.
It's just a great melody. It's not like using auto-tune as a crutch. Some people have terrible melodies just with the auto-tune, and it's just disgusting. And it's just my opinion. I'm just saying what I'm saying. If they don't like it, that's their business. Get over it. Right?
I guess. All right. Jay-Z, see, our hotlines are open, and you can text us 757. 757-